Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, I've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 1.1% today to 7,649 points, with healthcare, telcos, tech stocks, industrials and consumer staples leading the way. The energy sub-index was the only one of the market's 11 that finished in the red. BHP, CSL and Macquarie Group all performed well, so too Cochlear, Xero and Coles. The banks were mixed, with National Australia Bank up more than a percent, while ANZ actually fell slightly. The worst performers today were the gold stocks, as the price of the precious metal fell. Bellevue Gold, Regis Resources and Perseus Mining were all down sharply. Northern Star finished down 2%. Woodside Energy was another poor performer. It was down nearly 3%. South32 said it doesn't expect Australian manganese production to come back online until the third quarter of next year, as it continues to assess the damage to its Groote Eylandt operations following Tropical Cyclone Megan earlier this year. Otherwise, its operating unit cost and production guidance remains on track for its aluminium, zinc and coal operations for this financial year. Its share price was the best performer of the top 200 today, finishing up 5.6%. Boss Energy, it rose 3% after producing the first drum of uranium from its Honeymoon project in South Australia. And how about small cap base resources? Its share price jumped 119% today, 119%, following news of a proposed buyout from Energy Fuels, a US-based uranium and critical minerals producer. Oh, to have known about that last Friday. Story number two, Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says claims that the government's future made in Australia will be inflationary are rubbish. He said critics are assuming all the investment in the scheme announced last week occurs at the front end, which means in the first year or so, but that isn't correct, Dr. Chalmers said. Speaking 3 weeks before the federal budget's released, he said the government is still aiming for a second budget surplus in a row to help suppress inflation, but economic policy is refocusing on growth amid signs of a flattening economy. Dr. Chalmers has been at pains in recent days to say that inflation and the events in the Middle East will dampen economic growth globally. Story number three, easing tensions in the Middle East has triggered a fall in the price of gold, though it is still up 15% this year. Oil prices also fell today following the 3.5% decline last week. One commodity that's hot, pardon the pun, is copper, hot copper. It has surged in recent sessions back close to highs of 12 months ago. Copper tends to trade less on short-term news, more on what the economic future looks like, and there's confidence that a recovering global economy will lift demand for industrial materials. Iron ore is also stronger, fetching $108 a ton. In currency markets, the Aussie dollar is fetching 64.3 US cents, while one Bitcoin is worth just over $66,000. Story number four, Air New Zealand, which has a dual listing both here and on its home exchange, has downgraded its earnings outlook again, with its share price down almost a third since its peak back in early September. The carrier blames weak domestic demand and increased competition on the North American routes. It's also unclear about how redemptions of COVID-related credits will play out. Now, the slowdown in the North American business comes as US carriers increase capacity into the New Zealand market. The more capacity to this part of the world puts more competition into the market, which of course is good for paying passengers. And story number five, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will trek part of the Kokoda Trail with his PNG counterpart, James Marape. He will be the first sitting PM to trudge the track. Mr. Albanese's trip to Papua New Guinea will see the Prime Minister camp in key locations where Australian soldiers fought in close combat with invading Japanese forces during World War II, culminating in an Anzac Day service on Thursday morning. Defence Minister Richard Marles will be at Gallipoli on Thursday. That's it for the afternoon report for Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast and find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.